Hundreds of people have gathered along rocky petroglyph beach at the northern tip of Wrangel Island, watching the slow approach of the twin-hulled Hokulea voyaging canoe. It's been towed through the Wrangel Narrows by its companion vessel, the Kolea. You know, floating in front of the beach, the voyagers announce their arrival through the Kani Okapu, or blowing of the conch shell. There are four blasts, one for each cardinal direction. Wrangel canoes paddle out to meet the newcomers and inspect the vessel before raising their paddles in greeting and escorting the Hokulea and Kolea to the harbor. Back in the harbor, Kanawu Klein, John Martin of the Siknech Adi clan, summed up the experience of greeting the canoe from his place in the stern.
We're at Petroglyph Beach waiting, and he started blowing the conch shell and said, yeah, this is what it's about. We did our survey of the vessel, assuming that in the days gone by, if they didn't recognize it, they better check it out. So in silence, we paddled around it, check it out, see what it was, and realized, and then we saluted it. And after that little exchange, words, and got underway and led them into the harbor.
Once tied up to Wrangel's seaplane float, the visiting crew left the Hokulea and paddled to Chief Shake's Island to ask permission to land at the Mud Shark Clan House of the Nanya Ayi. Wrangel clan leaders granted permission, and, to demonstrate hospitality, offered the voyagers water. That was especially meaningful to Captain Mark Ellis.
We thank you for the water. The water is so valuable for us in Hawaii. Water is vai. Wealth is vai-vai. So double water is the wealth. And so it's so important to us, the value of water.
Inside the Cedar Clan House, clans of the Yehl, Raven, and Ch'ak, Eagle moieties, shared songs, dances, and stories. Some of the boards making up the sides of the house had been removed to allow people to see inside. They explained the importance of balance to Tlingit culture, making sure the two moieties were both represented. In response, the Hokulea crew shared songs and a dance of their own, the Hokulea Ha'a, which tells the story of the voyagers building their canoe.
I think the last time we were in town was about 30 years ago.
Lehua Kamalu is a crew member and Polynesian Voyaging Society program manager. She says it was both a joy and a relief to arrive in Wrangel.
The sun came out as we came through the narrows. That was actually one of the most concerning parts of our trip because we're not used to going down very narrow passageways like that with our very large sailing canoe. So it was really beautiful. Saw some eagles along the way. It was just stunning. And then to open up and see the village and the town and all of the people standing and waiting. It was such a warm welcome all the way into paddling ashore.
Kamalu says it doesn't get monotonous visiting communities back to back throughout Southeast Alaska.
It's incredible. In every community has such a unique spirit and way about how they like to do things and what they share and how they do it.
In the evening, tables at the community's civic center overflowed with salmon, halibut, black cod, and shrimp, donations from the Wrangel community to honor the Hokulea crew. Trays of fry bread weaved through the crowd. Continuing the cultural exchange, Wrangel leaders shared important points from Wrangel's history, from ancient movement of clans to the fight for Alaska Native suffrage that started on the island, Wrangel's continued status as one of the five landless Native communities, and the ongoing push against transboundary mining projects that threaten sacred salmon habitat. One of the many songs and dances Wrangel clans performed was one known as the Blanket Dance, introduced by Akhtatsin Mike Hoyt of the Tiatan clan.
We're matrilineal people. We identify by who our mothers are. This is one of those opportunities where you get to dance for your fathers and show your pride for them. And one way we do that is we come up to this blanket right here, we drop down some money. Just show our love and our pride like that.
Tiatan Yeti!
Clan was called, dancers in regalia and audience members danced up to lay money on the blanket. In all, the song raised more than $900 for the Hokulea's journey. Community members and Wrangell's tribe also presented the crew with handmade Tanaa necklaces, copper shields representing wealth, and Devil's Club beads, a handmade paddle, elk hide drum, and a woven raven's tail headband.
We know about the balance, so we had you guys do your side. And so we're gonna do some dancing as well.
Hokulea Captain Mark Ellis introduced his own crew's Hawaiian and Tahitian dances, and the two songs the crew sang for the community. One was Ole Mahalo.
Just a mahalo to thank you for everything that you guys have done for us. It's just incredible. You know, it's just incredible, believe me. I'm lost for words. We're so grateful for all that you guys have done to make it possible for us to come here. And then also now you're showering us with gifts. It's beyond. When we say piha in Hawaiian, it's like you're so full. So it's mahalo piha, the fullness of this thankfulness that you guys give us. Just like how our stomachs or our opu is so full that it's bulging out.
And finally, a prayer. From Wrangell, Hokulea's crew travels south to Ketchikan and communities throughout Prince of Wales Island before venturing into the wider Pacific on their four-year, 40,000-mile journey, Moana Nui Akea, a journey for the Earth. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.